Welcome once again to the big, wide, wonderful, worldwide wonders of the world. We start tonight with a look at the lighter speckled goose pig of the lower Quebec Amazon. This particular goose pig can fly up to 600 Fokker friendships in its lifetime and emits a low-pitched hum indistinguishable from its high-pitched hum. Its favorite food are the eggs of the Quinga Quango snake, which it eats whenever possible, which is seldom, because I only just made them up. This piece of footage fills in the next 5 seconds of airtime. Now, in slow motion, we see it takes nearly 12 seconds to show exactly the same piece of film. And by freezing on this frame here, we can see how it can be stretched to over 20 seconds in length. These two creatures have a combined height of over 12 feet and can be neatly stacked for easy storage. In a street such as the one we can see here, they can waste up to 5 hours looking for the meaning of life in consumer goods. On the left, the loose-limbed hippie of Lower Fitzroy, with his filthy yet colourful plumage, is home to many thousands of species of insects, long extinct from other humans. On the right, we find the sensibly attired straight man of East Kew.
That's Straightman, Gerald Straightman, attorney. Now, come on, Dean, it's past five and we still haven't found the meaning of life which that man said we were looking for.
I'm just surprised by how many hypnotists there are in this street.
What do you mean?
Look at this door. Entrance. And this place is called Entrance 2. And next door, and over the road.
No, you foolish man, that's Entrance. It's where you walk in.
Welcome to Entrance. I am Pablo El Diablo, the world's greatest hypnotist.
Yeah, told ya.
Yes, that's fine, but I really don't think we require your hypnotism skills.
I think you do.
Oh, I'd quite like to go through this entrance.
You mean the entrance?
Hey, Gerald, watch out for his mesmerizing gaze.
Look at all this useless junk. I think I'll buy it all.
Excellent choice. Now, if you could walk this way.
If I could walk that way, I wouldn't... I can walk this way.
Yes, straight man, but you walk it in evil.
That's straight man.
Too late, my little burger ring. You're dealing with Pablo El Diablo, the world's greatest hypnotist.
Sure.
I am.
All right, then. You're so great, bet you can't turn me into whatever I choose.
I can too. You just name it.
Turn me into a hypnotist.
Easy.
Right, now you think you're a coffee table.
What a nice coffee table. I think I'll buy that too.
Now all I have to do is unhypnotize straight man.
Straight man! Oh, why don't you just call me Gerald? My, is there something the matter with Pablo?
He hypnotized me into hypnotizing him into some occasional furniture.
Well, thank you for your help, Dean.
Dean no longer. Forevermore, I shall be known as Scruton the Inscrutable.
Don't get carried away. You've only been hypnotized into having those powers.
But that means in reality, you're only hypnotized into thinking you're unhypnotized.
And if you've only been hypnotized by that hypnotist into believing you're a hypnotist to unhypnotize me, then in reality, we're both hypnotized by that
coffee table. Well, as long as that coffee table doesn't snap its fingers, we should be all right.
Fine.
Great. Oh, shit.
The featherless chickens of Ackland Street can be recognised by their distinctive polished leather footwear and garments crudely constructed from the carcasses of other animals. In their natural habitat, they can outshop even the great shopping gazelle of the upper and slightly to the left Andes and Chadston. Here we see a swarm drawn to the bright colours of a clearance sale sign. Next, we see the three-horned flea, a carbon-based member of the toad family, which is able to grow up to 6 knees, enabling it to squat and kickbox more fluidly than its cousin, Esmeralda. Here we see one dancing the Hoochie Coochie with ease. And here, with Roger Clemson. To get the footage you are seeing now, we had to crawl through thickets barely 2 inches tall, swim through rivers filled with the infamous laughing piranha, and swing through the thickest of jungles on vines made from pygmy hair. And then the guy who had the footage wasn't home, so we had to fight off hordes of feral cleaning women to get at the tape. But it was worth it, as we were able to see, for the first time in his home environs, the straight man.
It's pronounced Straightman. I am descended from Baron Gavin Straightman, I'll have you know. I'll just go and answer the door, then.
G'day, Mr. Gerald Straightman?
Straightman! What can I do for you?
We've just come by to turn your air off.
But I need air.
Should have paid your bill, then, eh?
I never got a bill.
So I suppose you never got your eating bill, either?
What? You mean heating?
No, we've got orders to turn your eating off, too.
I never got any of those bills in my life.
Oh, yeah, you won't be getting any more, either. I just turned your bills off.
But...
Righto, you can probably just do this, Terry, and we'll be out of your way, sir.
But without food or air, I'll die.
Oh, in that case, I'll turn your life off as well while we're here.
It's a cruel world sometimes.
Yeah.
The Narre Warren East council worker breeds year-round and can raise up to 10 children without...
Oh, Laurie, turn that off and eat your offal.
All right, love. You know, Doris... I was watching one of them documentaries the other day, and a man said we only had 15 years left to live on the planet. So I was thinking I'd better get on with pruning those azaleas, hadn't I?
Oh, yes, I mean, we'll be wanting them to look nice for Armageddon. Do you know what season it's in, do you, dear?
I'm not sure. I'll just call the chief inspector.
Oh, tell him about the man with the round pants we saw visiting number 34. Get him to look up the records. I'm sure those kind of people can't be trusted.
Oh, no, they can't, dear. They can't at all.
Hello, Chief Inspector L. Muscles here. Oh, for God's sake, Laurie, I'll put you on to offer suggestions. Bloody hell, life on the force is just getting to me. No more drugs, no more corruption, no more rampant lies and prostitution. No less, but certainly no more. Now, back in the old days, you'd shoot on sight and then take them in for beatings. I mean, questionings, then beatings. Back then, you'd wear a silver star, a 10-gallon hat, cactus-proof boxes, and a 20-gallon hat to keep your 10-gallon hat in. A 40-gallon hat if you were lucky and got assigned a real long ride. A lonesome trail, a winding road, a dusty horse, a broken dream, a windswept gal, a funny boot buckle, an impractical doorway, an unconvincing accent.
Chief, what do you know about azaleas?
And no bloody azaleas!
Welcome once again to the big, wide, westerly wonders of the wonderful Wild West. Here we see the mythical cowpoke of the Wild West mounted on his glistening steed, his faithful stallion Bucko by his side, similarly mythical Indian sidekick behind, and as they ride lazily onward, I'm going off for lunch.
You know, Lurksworth Badgers, I think now we can finally rest. With Raccoon McGilligan behind bars and them thar cattle safely penned up again, it's high on time for shut-eye.
Jolly, jolly good Marshal Birdstar, my esteemed companion of the Copper Bullets. I shall have another campfire bean and cactus pappadum and retire myself. Shall I switch your electric hammock to 3?
Not tonight, Lurksworth Badgers. Tonight, I sleep on 1.5. Night with Badgers.
Good night, Birdstar.
Night, Bucky, darling. Night, Raccoon McGilligan. Raccoon McGilligan!
One move and I blow your yellow bellies clean off!
But... I thought you were in the county jail.
You darned varmints wouldn't know fool's gold if and you took your outer eye with it.
You don't mean...
Oh, yes, I do. What you put behind bars was fool's, Raccoon McGilligan. Now, on your knees, boy, and squeal like a pig. leg.
Vishnu riding side saddle. If only I had listened to my father bouncing Moonweasel on his deathbed.
You'd have gained a few lessons in ancient Indian wisdom that'd help us out of this here country and western hollering on a hootin' misadventure.
Oh no, but he sure could squeal like a pig.
Raccoon McGilligan, you villain. I challenge you to a duel. Pistols, high noon, chicken costumes, weather permitting.
You're on, Bold Star. I got me an itchy trigger finger and a gun coated in calamine lotion.
Meanwhile, pull up a cactus and get yourself some shut-eye. You'll be wanting to be well-rested up for that thar jewel. All right, raccoon, draw on.
Hey, why would you...
That's the last we'll be seeing of that varmint.
That was being very clever, Mr. Bolster, but how on earth did you get him to sleep in until noon?
Easy, larks with badgers, easy. I just set the cock back. Let's ride.